I've been working on the Star Child. Obviously, we've got many good things happening there. The geneticist that's been working with us for this year has stopped with the shotgunning technique because it's so slow and laborious. He got about 30,000 base pairs using that technique, enough to give us a very good indication of what the final result will be like, but it's certainly not definitive. So he's now using another technique, which requires a machine that will recover anywhere from hundreds of thousands to maybe a few million base pairs. So this is going to be a huge boost for our credibility against critics and skeptics who you know, rightly say 30,000 is a very small sample relative to a 3 billion genome. So we're going to up our credibility quite a bit with the result, and give skeptics something to think about if they start, you know, if they say, oh, it's silly and ridiculous after that much, and if we still get the, you know, the indications of a big part of it being not human, they're going to have to think twice. So that's really exciting news. We think we'll have a result by perhaps Christmas or the end of the year, but whenever we get it, it's going to be really, really big news, and it's underway as we speak, so I'm very excited about that. The other big news relative to the Star Child is that in Edinburgh, I was able to connect with Jim Corr of the singing group, the famous Irish singing group, the Corrs. And Jim is very active in the New World Order, 9/11 movement, and he would probably make a very good guest for you. Very articulate guy.
Okay, sure.
But he also was very interested in the Star Child, and he said, "Listen, I'd like to try to help you with this." So he's going to do what he can. Now, he's wrapped up right now in a very, very contentious situation in Ireland, in his home country, where they're trying to sell the debt basically to the International Monetary Fund. Ireland is deeply in debt, and there's a lot of financial finagling going on there, and Jim's in the middle of that. They're having a big protest this weekend, Saturday, to try to get the government to back down on what they're trying to do. I don't know how successful they'll be, but they're going to give it, you know, their best effort. So those two things on the Star Child front are very, very exciting, and I think Jim Corr is extremely well connected and in good position to really lend a hand, and I'm very excited about his involvement in the Star Child.
Well, that's good. A quick update, tell folks, new listeners, what is the Star Child Project?
The Star Child skull, for those new listeners, is a real true bone skull, no question about that, found in Mexico in about 1930 and not really brought to light till 1999. And I've been dealing with it. In February, George, it's going to be 12 years, if you can believe that. We have been talking about this for 12 years. I know it's incredible. But nonetheless, all the tests that we've done over those years, scientific tests that we've done, none of them have blown it out of the water as just some kind of human deformity. Everything we do indicates it's not entirely human. But, of course, the thing that really tells the tale is DNA, and we've been working on that all along, but the technology didn't catch up to what we needed until 2006, but we didn't have the money to pay for that kind of technology. It was millions of dollars at that point. Now it's within our financial reach, and we have a geneticist that's willing to work with us, and so we're making finally in 2010, we've made very good headway, more than we've ever made before, and we anticipate making much, much more in 2011. So we're very excited about our situation. There's no doubt that the skull is legitimate and real. All you have to do is go to starchildproject.com and educate yourself, and you'll know all about it.
Lloyd, what's your take on the origins of human life? You know, we've talked a lot about the Star Child Project. We haven't spent a lot of time talking about your views on that.
Well, I believe that humans, I go along with the Sitchin argument that we were genetically engineered. I think it's obvious, very clear in our genome itself that we're genetically engineered. The second and third primate chromosome in us, in the human genome, all higher primates have 48 chromosomes. We have 46, but we have the same amount of DNA. So how'd that happen? The second and third primate chromosomes in humans have had their ends nipped off very carefully so that they could then be fused back together such that they would still continue to function. Now, science, of course, claims, well, nature can do that because nature can do anything. That's garbage. Nature can't do things like that. And also, too, beyond that, nine of those of our other chromosomes, nine of them, have segments that have been that are called inversions, in which they were nipped out at some length, removed from the chromosome, flipped in on end, flipped over, and put back in and fused back in the proper place, such that they still function. Nature for sure doesn't do that. So these are things that science just ignores and doesn't talk about and doesn't want to talk about, because it's obvious that we are the product of genetic engineering at around 200,000 years ago, exactly what Zechariah Sitchin said in his writings that the Sumerians wrote in their tablets. So that's pretty much my belief. I think we're genetically engineered around 200,000 years ago.
And, you know, we lost Zechariah in October. What a loss that is, huh, Lloyd?
George, it was really a loss to all of us, but he left such an incredible body of work. But he had a dying wish, which was to find out in his last book, for those of you who don't know, in his last book, he put out a call for the Natural History Museum here in London to do DNA research on the skeleton that they have of what he felt was an Anunnaki goddess. Her name is Pu'abi. She was originally called Queen Shubad, but now she's come to be known as Pu'abi, Lady Pu'abi. And she was found in a grave with like 30-some-odd retainers that died with her. She was a very important person. And Zechariah believed that she was an actual, true Anunnaki goddess with an Anunnaki mother. Now, what this means is that her mitochondrial DNA, which, for those who don't know, flows down through the female line because the mitochondria float outside the nucleus. So when you have sexual reproduction, the egg carries the mitochondrial DNA, and the sperm only carries the chromosomes from a male with a tail stuck on it. So she would have mitochondrial DNA of the Anunnaki. Very, very exciting to recover her mitochondrial DNA, which is fairly easy to recover, much, much easier than the nuclear DNA that has to be recovered from the star child.